In concert right here at Yes FM, Blake Whiteley and YWNL, and it is Chris in for Zach, and Jeff is over there. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Good.
And he's young, he's wild, and he's going to be living it up with us. We have on the phone Blake Whiteley.
Hey, Blake.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon, and thank you for coming to Toledo for an actual live in-person concert.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy in these different times, for sure.
Yeah. Have you been doing much touring during COVID, or is this like the first time you've been out on the road doing in-person concerts?
I did two concerts, two one-offs in the midst of all this stuff, but no, this will be the first tour ever since all this went down, so good to be back out on the road. I'm excited.
All right. We're excited to have you. And we just played the song YWNL, Young, Wild, and Living It Up. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah. So basically what I mean by just young, wild, and living. So I did that song a couple years ago. And, you know, I'm young, I'm wild, but I'm living because Christ is living in me. So that's basically the whole meaning of that. Just showing the life of Christ living in me and through me out into this world. So basically that's what that's about. There's no boundaries. There's no nothing when it comes to Christ, you know. There's nothing that can hold me back if Christ is in me.
All right. Well, Blake, tell us about your journey to get you to this point in life. How'd you come to know Christ, and where are you from? Help us get to know Blake a little bit more.
Yes, I'm based here in Indiana. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. But basically I got saved in 2011. I was a secular artist, and when I first met Christ or had my first encounter with him, I was doing a show with a very popular secular artist. His name is Wiz Khalifa. I was actually on stage when I had my first encounter with Christ.
Huh?
And when I did, man, I just realized that there was more to life than what I was settling for. And me and the Lord just had a moment, and I basically cut the mic off right there, gave it back to the DJ, walked off stage, flew home, and gave my life to Christ. And
wow.
Now here I am, I don't know, about 9 years later, just going all out for the Lord.
Wow, so, wow, on stage that day, were seeds planted prior to that? Did you just meet Jesus Christ right then and there? How did that happen?
Yes, you know what? I would like to think it's because of all the years my dad spent praying for me. Matter of fact, I know that's what it is. But, yeah, you know, I was living a pretty worldly life at that time, especially that day, because, you know, when you're in that world, there's no moral compass or rules. So I was just, you know, kind of doing that life. And while I was up there, it was a shocker to me, you know, because I had never experienced something like that before, but realized that there's more to life than what I was settling for. And I just felt that presence and that peace. And it was pretty clear to me. It was pretty clear to me on the decision that I needed to make right then and there. That's not actually when I first got saved, like, or when I got saved. That was just kind of the starting point to me getting saved.
Oh, wow. So God kept you on this path of doing hip-hop, but doing it for him instead.
Exactly. I noticed that we're given these, you know, these gifts and also the talent to rap. Not to glorify ourselves, because you can have all the money, the fame, and everything like that. You know, I grew up around that, and I just noticed there was still a hole, an emptiness in me, and I realized that that was shaped for one man, and his name is Jesus. So once I figured that out and I allowed the Lord into my heart is when I had peace, no matter what trial or season I'm going through.
Can you share any stories about how your music has an impact on somebody?
Yeah, you know, I still get messages a lot and things like that from people all over. But ones that really kind of stick with me are the guys. I would have a whole jail block reach out to me. You know, they got access to a computer or something like that, and they would email me or something like that and be like, man, we got the whole block of the jail listening to your music, man, and it's turning a lot of guys to Christ. It's giving a lot of guys hope in here, you know, because I'm sure that could kind of seem like the end of the road for some. And just to hear that it gives those guys just a second, I guess, chance at life or hope while they're being confined in that space, that encouraged me. And then, you know, I get a lot of people that they deal with, you know, depression and suicide and things like that. And they're like, man, because God is using your music to, you know, to keep me here and to keep me going every single day. So it's heavy stuff. It's really, really heavy stuff, especially earlier when I was younger, because I was still trying to figure out how to deal with that and things like that, because I had never gone through something like that. But just to hear that I give someone life and hope, or God does through me, just keeps me going every day, especially in the moments when, you know, you feel like giving up.
And how about you with just being in the music industry, you know, long days out on the road, and being a Christian musician? You know, you certainly don't get wealthy being in Christian music.
Yeah.
How has that affected you, and do you have a family that you support?
So starting off, yeah, I didn't have a family. I had my wife, and she would travel with me sometimes when it, you know, allowed it. But now I have my first daughter, Amira. She's almost two. And then we have our second daughter on the way. She'll be here in December. And so it's a little bit tougher. And then when we went out on a tour last year, she was sick, you know, with the pregnancy and things like that. So stuff like that makes it tough. But, you know, you just ask the Lord for strength and you get through it.
And you got some friend support. You're close friends with Roy Tosh, I understand.
Yeah. He's on this tour, too. Yep.
And also joining Aaron Cole. How did this lineup come together?
Yeah, it's a good lineup. This will be my first time touring with those guys, so I'm pretty excited to see how it turns out.
Looks like you got a new album coming out or out already?
I got a new project coming out. It's not out yet, but it's coming. We still don't have a name yet, but we're working through a couple logistics and then hoping to get that out to you guys here soon.
All right, cool. Well, how did you first get hooked on to hip-hop?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So I grew up in Indianapolis, and that's predominantly, you know, the genre of music that's played culturally and things like that. So I grew up, you know, listening to Eminem and Tupac and all those guys. And man, it was like basically love at first sight is how I said it. I was riding around in the car with my mom one night. I was a young dude. I can't remember how young I was, but she turned on the local hip-hop station, and man, my heart just started beating and just felt the connection and knew, like, man, this is what I'm supposed to do, and just had a love for it. And so ever since I was six, my mom said I would pick up the notepad and the pen and just start writing. Then I was writing other people's lyrics down, but, you know, as you get older and you develop in your craft, you start to write your own stuff, and it just started to work out for it.
Well, what do you do when you got a little time in between shows and doing some recording and even, you know, a break from being a parent and a husband? What does Blake like to do in his free time?
Actually, speaking of Florida, we were just talking about this. He's based out of Orlando now, but we're from Indiana, which is the Met of basketball. So we love to play basketball, like, whenever we can, whenever we get a chance. I remember I went out there. I was working on a project out in Orlando, and that's where he's from. And over to a local LA Fitness and just ran the courts over there and showed them how we do it here in Indianapolis. So if I'm not doing music or doing family stuff, you'd probably catch me on a basketball court somewhere.
Okay. When you've been across the country, what's been some of the favorite places that you've been to?
Man, we've been everywhere. I did a tour a couple years ago, the Revival Tour. I think we did like 58 stops. So been to L.A. I mean, obviously, nothing's going to beat L.A. Been to Nashville, been to the Falls, all the way up. Went to New York. Really, those places. Yeah. So kind of everywhere, really, all the major cities.
We're talking with Blake Whiteley, part of the Your Story Matters Tour, coming to Toledo. All right, Blake, what can we expect tomorrow?
A lot of energy, a lot of fun. I think I was this before, but I'm ADHD, so nothing but energy and fun, but most importantly, turning it back to Christ and meeting people where they're at with love.
All right. And will you be doing some of your new stuff?
I will be. Yep.
Cool. All right. Looking forward to seeing you. Where can people go to follow Blake Whiteley and see what you got to offer?
Yeah, you can check me out. The website being worked on, but you can follow me on Instagram at Blake Whiteley, on Facebook at Blake Whiteley, TikTok, pretty much any social media you can find me, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. So
called New Day.
Yes.
Before we let you go, can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, one that I wrote. You know, you always hear people say, man, if I could go back, I'd change this. And this is just to remind you that there's new mercies, there's new grace every single morning that you're given. You're given a second chance, another opportunity to come to the Lord and just rest in that grace and walk in that. And it's just reminding people, hey, it's a new day. The past is in the past. Yesterday is, leave it there. You know, you don't have to carry that with you anymore. Just leave it at the foot of Christ. So just an encouragement to people all around the world.
All right.
It's going to be good, man. I can't wait.